堂听 class.com。
Question number one. You like researching term papers? Question number two. I feel as though I've got a fever, but my temperature is normal. Question number three.
I can't believe how good the new furniture looks.
Question number four.
Solving the puzzle was easy for everyone except Michael.
Question number five.It's a great day to go for a drive, don't you think? Question number six.
In spite of himself, he couldn't stop eating.
Question number seven.
George likes running more when he has a partner.
And number eight.
The students can register for the course during the first class.
Question number nine.
Won't Lynn be sorry she didn't go to the seminar?
Question number 10. He'd take his responsibilities as class president seriously, wouldn't he? Question number 11.
Peggy proved herself to be a fine student.
Question number 12.
I don't believe you understand my question.
Question number 13. My aunt is about to publish her third book. Question number 14.
The restaurant won't reopen until the renovations are completed.
Question number 15.
If I'd known you were driving downtown, I'd have asked him for a ride.
Question number 16.
Is there room for one more at the table?
Question number 17. If we leave home at 8, we should get there in plenty of time.Go on to the next page. Question number 18.
You're asking what I think about this proposal?
Question number 19.
Please drop me a line when you get a chance.
Question number 20.
The school infirmary doesn't stock prescription medicines at this time.
We'll begin part B with the first conversation. Question number 21.Grace and her friend went down to that old house on Nassau Street.
What for?
What does the woman want to know about Grace and her friend? Question number 22.
Do you know where I can get a copy of that report?
How about the dean's office? What does the man mean? Question number 23.
This is certainly a great restaurant.
Isn't it ever?How does the man feel about the restaurant? Question number 24. We should get started on that project.
The sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned.
What does the woman mean? Question number 25. Frank is certainly in a good mood.
The bargain he got on his new stereo made him very happy.
What does the woman say about Frank? Question number 26.I'd like to apply for the part-time job.
Fine. Just fill out this form. Someone will be with you in a moment.
What does the woman mean? Question number 27.
They're building a new shopping center near my house.
Not another one. What does the man mean? Question number 28. Nancy, you look troubled.
I am. I'm having difficulty deciding on a topic for my history paper.
What does Nancy mean? Question number 29. Here I am. I'm lucky I made it to the exam on time.
I can see you were in a hurry. You're wearing your sweater inside out.
What does the woman mean? Question number 30. Does John know the class is having a surprise party for him when he turns 21 this week?
No. He thinks we're giving a retirement party for the dean.We didn't present for him.
What are the man and woman planning? Question number 31.
Is it supposed to rain tomorrow?
If you believe the weather forecast, we'd better bring our umbrellas. What does the man mean? Go on to the next page. Question number 32.
I must have seen this play five times. Don't you think it's great?
Not that great. What does the man imply? Question number 33. Your son certainly shows a lot of enthusiasm on the tennis court.
I only wish he'd show as much for his studies.
What does the woman imply about her son? Question number 34.
Look outside and see how beautiful the snow is.
So we did get snow after all. What had the man assumed? Question number 35.
Has the technician called about the repairs yet?
When he does, I'll have you talk. What does the man mean? We will begin part C. Questions 36 through 39. Listen to the talk given by a university official to dormitory residents.
Good afternoon. I'm Teresa Dunn, housing director here at the university. I'm visiting all the dormitories this week to inform students about checkout procedures. I know you have a lot on your minds with finals coming up, but there are a few things you need to be aware of as you prepare to leave for vacation. This dormitory will be closed during the summer months and will reopen on September 1st. You must vacate your room by June 3rd. Even if you are registered for classes during the summer, you must leave this dorm by June 3rd. If this poses a problem for you, you should contact my office as soon as possible. You should remember to turn in your room key before you leave. Failure to return your key can result in a $25 fine. You must also make sure that all of your personal property has been cleared out of your room. I will be passing out a form for you to fill out concerning the condition of your room. You should report on the form any damage to your room which has occurred over the last year, such as holes in the room's walls, door, or windows. That way, our summer maintenance crew will know where to make repairs before the next school year starts. If you have any questions during the next few days, please ask your resident advisors or call my office. Now, please take one of the forms as they are passed around.
Question number 36. What does the speaker mainly discuss? Question number 37. When does this talk take place? Question number 38. Before they leave their dorm rooms, what must the students do? Question number 39. What must students indicate on the forms? Questions 40 through 42. Listen to a conversation between two members of the university choir. I just saw Professor Kelly. He finished the budget for our concert tour. It's going to cost $1,500 per person.
Where are we going to get that kind of cash?
It sounds like a lot, but by the time you add up the airfare, meals, and lodging, it's pretty reasonable.
But I doubt we'll all be able to go. Remember, there are 32 people in the choir this year.
We can make it. For our last trip, we got the alumni to make donations, and the professor applied for a grant from the Association of Choral Directors.
Did he put anyone in charge of fundraising?
Ruth. She took care of it last time. And she'll probably be calling the choir members to work with her.
I really hate soliciting donations. But it'll be worth it. This tour is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Question number 40. What problem are the speakers discussing? Question number 41. What will Ruth probably have to do? Question number 42. Why will Ruth probably be calling the choir members? Questions 43 through 46. Listen to Science Watch, a daily radio program.
Word comes from California of a new weapon in the war on household pests. Two scientists working for a firm in Anaheim, California, have developed a method to eliminate insects without using dangerous chemicals. The new poison? Hot air. The basic idea is that insect pests cannot adjust to temperatures much above normal. In laboratory experiments, cockroaches and termites can't survive much more than a quarter of an hour at 125 degrees Fahrenheit, or about 50 degrees centigrade. The new method involves covering a house with a huge tent and filling it with air heated to around 65 degrees centigrade. Hot air is forced in with fans, and the tent heats the heat inside the house. Since termites try to escape by hiding in wooden beams, the heat treatment must be continued for a full 6 hours. But when it's all over and the insects are dead, there are no toxic residues to endanger humans or pets, and no funny smells. Scientists claim that there is no danger of fire either, since very few household materials will burn at 65 degrees centigrade. In fact, wood is prepared for construction use by drying it in ovens at 80 degrees centigrade, which is substantially hotter.
Question number 43. What is the program about? Question number 44. What makes the new system better than other treatments? Question number 45. Why are the houses covered with tents? Question number 46. Why does the announcer mention that construction wood is dried by heat? Questions 47 through 50. Listen to the phone conversation between a student and a professor. Math Department, Dr. Webster speaking.
Hello, Professor Webster. This is Janet Hill calling. I get the source down from your teaching assistant, Don Wickens. Don asked me to call you because he's lost his voice and can't talk to you himself.
Lost his voice? Oh, what a shame. Is there anything I can do for him?
Well, he has a class this afternoon from 2:30 to 4, and he won't be able to teach it. But he doesn't want to cancel it either.
Does he want me to try to find somebody else to teach the class?
No, not exactly. What he wants to do is get someone to go in for it, just to pass back the midterm exam. He's already marked them, and they're on the desk in his office. The whole thing wouldn't take more than 10 minutes.
His class is at 2:30, you say? Well, I'm free at that time, and I was going to be on campus anyway, so I could do it for him. What room is his class in?
Carter Hall, room 214. Will you need his office key to get the exam? You've given it to me, and I can bring it to you.
Well, actually, that won't be necessary. We have a master key in the math department, so I can get into his office if necessary.
Thank you very much, Professor Webster. Don doesn't have another class to teach until Thursday, and hopefully he'll be able to talk by then. He'll call you as soon as he can. Oh, yes, I almost forgot.
Yes?
Could you put the next assignment on the board, too? It's all the problems on page 45, and they're due at the next class.
No trouble at all. Thanks for passing on the news about Don, and please tell him not to worry about anything.
Question number 47. What is Don's problem? Question number 48. What favor does Don want someone to do for him? Question number 49. What does Janet offer to do? Question number 50. What does Janet almost forget to ask Professor Webster? This is the end of section one.
Now we will begin part A with function number one. Function number one. I'm about to go swimming. Function number two.
He doesn't like to drive at night unless he has to.
Function number three.
I can't get used to this hot weather.
Function number four.
I prefer to trip in mild feet.
Function number five.
Didn't the sun just fly by?
Function number six.
No sooner had I turned on the TV than the phone rang.
Function number seven. The bookstore's out of lined notebook paper. Question number eight.
No one understands cameras better than Mary.
Question number nine.
My father made me promise to study hard.
Question number ten. We can't go to Europe this summer because of college expenses. Question number 11.
You haven't gone to the dean yet?
And number 12. Kathy is running out of time on her project. Question number 13.
The meeting shouldn't take more than 10 minutes or so.
costume number 14. She was afraid she'd miss her class. Costume number 15.
What a week this has been.
Costume number 16.
Samantha got Anne to answer the phone for her.
Costume number 17. I can't deny that what you say may have some basis in fact. Question number 18.
Martin is looking into the possibility of getting a loan.
Question number 19.
Carl was broke after his vacation.
Question number 20.
You need to spell out clearer instructions for me.
We will begin part B with the first conversation. Question number 21. Do you mind if I use your phone?
Of course not.
What does the woman mean? Question number 22.
Such a nice plan. Where did you get it?
It came in the mail yesterday from my mom and dad. What does the man say about the pen? Question number 23.
I can't stop thinking about my research.
Neither can I. I'm working on my thesis day and night. What does the man mean? Question number 24. Do you think the price of our meals will go up next term?
There's no question about it.
What does the woman expect? Question number 25. I wish I could find that new grocery store. It must be around here somewhere.
Maybe you ought to ask at the newsstand. They're often helpful.
What does the woman suggest that the man do? Question number 26.
Thanks for bringing the books back.
I thought you'd need them to study over the weekend. Thanks for letting me use them. What had the man done? Question number 27.
Will you come to my poetry reading next week?
I'll be out of town then. What does the man mean? Question number 28.
Why are you late for the meeting this afternoon?
I just lost track of time. What does the man mean? Question number 29.
We need to let everyone know about the benefit concert, but we don't have much money for advertising.
How about using your school radio station? They broadcast free public service announcements. What does the man suggest they do? Question number 30.
Jonathan said he wanted to get involved in student government this year.
But he hasn't gone to a single meeting, has he? What does the man imply about Jonathan? Question number 31. It's almost 5 o'clock and Fred's not here yet.
If he doesn't hurry, he won't make a flight.
Why is the woman worried? 32. I heard that there are a few seats left for tonight's show.
Really? I was under the impression that it was sold out a long time ago.
What does the woman mean? Question number 33.
The students have been protesting against the increase in tuition.
Yes, I heard about the protest, but I don't know how much good it will do. What does the man mean? Question number 34. Would you pass me the sports section, please?
Sure, if you'll give me the classifieds and the editorial section.
Question number 48.